AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban councillor says the municipality's initiative to clean up and secure abandoned buildings is not enough if it doesn't help the community. Ward 31 councillor Ramona McKenzie has been commenting after security guards were hired this week to protect a former Musgrave restaurant from further vandalism. La Bella, located at the corner of Stephen Dlamini and St. Thomas Roads, closed its doors in 2023. Vagrants moved in, stripping its interior and making it their home. McKenzie says she has persistently addressed the issue with the municipality as the venue became a criminal haven affecting the neighbouring Essenwood Park. She says she's relieved by the deployment of guards.
The municipality needs to identify all the abandoned buildings because this is not the only abandoned building within the Musgrave area and other areas. I've taken it upon myself as a councillor to create a database of all the abandoned buildings, and I have personally handed it to the municipality for them to sift through and indicate what are they doing with these properties. Some of them are public works buildings. This one specifically is belongs to the electricity unit, and that's where now we're getting assistance from.
The budget vote is underway in Parliament, but a heated exchange unfolded earlier between parties. So far, the DA, EFF, ATM and MK party have challenged the adoption of the fiscal framework, which includes a recommendation by Action SA. At the centre of the dispute is a claim the process was flawed and that the Standing Committee on Finance did not follow proper legal procedures. Anastasi Mohobu reports.
Tensions flared as the DA, EFF, ATM and MK party found themselves on the same side, an unusual alliance in Parliament. DA Chief Whip George Machalakis called for the fiscal framework report to be sent back to the Finance Committee, arguing that it does not meet legal requirements. ATM leader Vuyoletu Zungula and EFF MP Umphile Maotwe echoed the sentiments, accusing the committee of failing to formally adopt the report as required by law.
We are putting it to you that you were misled to believe that that happened in the committee because it did not.
Despite the objections, Speaker Didiza ruled that the sitting should proceed.
The Environment Minister, Dion George, has encouraged Eskom to extend its waiver of solar panel registration fees indefinitely. The power utility announced on Monday that it will also provide free smart meters for residential rooftop systems until March next year. Meanwhile, the DA's Kevin Milam says while they welcome the reprieve, solar registrations remain costly and the process is complicated.
Eskom's rooftop solar registration extension is a step in the right direction, but the DA argues that it's not enough. Costs like the 20,000 Rand engineer sign-off and long processing times remain a barrier. While Eskom is offering free smart meters, the DA calls for urgent review of the registration requirements to make rooftop solar more affordable and accessible and to help reduce load shedding.
At the same time, President Bola Tinubu of Nigeria has dismissed the entire leadership of the country's state-run oil company. He's named a former Shell executive to lead the entity. Tinubu's office says the board's restructuring is crucial for enhancing operational efficiency, restoring investor confidence and boosting local content. He says it will also drive economic growth and advance gas commercialization and diversification. The new leadership is tasked with reviewing strategic partnerships, increasing daily oil output to bridge a revenue shortfall. Durban and Richards Bay 23 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 19.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Arne Slot knows that his Liverpool team need to be wary of the set-piece threat against Everton tonight. Ange Postecoglou hoping next season's offside law changes will help officials make decisions faster. And the Royal Challengers take on the Gujarat Titans in the IPL today.